This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Max Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, Joey Wendell with back-to-back errors going to single-handedly lose this game for the Mets tonight. Oh, my goodness. This
you still have several at-bats remaining.
This is just awful. It's just terrible. Mets lead the Dodgers 4-2. Dodgers, though, do have the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Thanks to Joey Wendell. Two grounders to him, two errors. Hey, the inning's still going. Mets baseball. But before we get into the NBA, let me just point this out. Because what do I always tell you, Mike Harmon, is the worst investment in Major League Baseball?
Lots of starting pitching and underutilized nachos.
Well, yes, underutilized nachos, definitely. But I'm looking forward to my helmet nachos at Dodger Stadium Sunday.
I'm sure you are.
But I always say paying long-term for starting pitching is the worst investment you can make because so much can go wrong. Mm. Nobody even gets midway through big deals as a starting pitcher before you say we want to get out of this deal. Forget about the end of the deal. Forget about the last couple of years where it's like, oh, well, you know, the first 5 years. No. If you get 3 years in and say, hey, we got to get out of this. Not that he signed a long-term deal, but it was a couple of years, and it is $30 million. But Blake Snell has just gotten drilled since he started pitching this season. He was a late signing with the Giants because he stayed out for so long. And finally, Scott Boras, hey, got the two-year deal. Okay, that's great. Took a while for him to get going because he signed so late. But here's his third start. And he's given up 5 runs to the Diamondbacks in his start tonight, and that's actually lowered his ERA. It's actually his best start of the year. And he is sitting around with an ERA coming into tonight that was over 12. Yeah. And tonight, what have we seen from Blake Snell in the game? Snell, 4.5 innings, 9 hits, 5 earned runs.
Is that good?
Right? This is not good. This is the John. Yes,
he is who we thought he was.
I get it. It's only three starts. I understand this, but wow. You paid a lot of money to a guy who the only good years he had was when he needed a contract, right? The only two great years he had, when I need a contract. And look what's going on now. Oh, doesn't need a contract, not at least another couple of years. $30 million this year, I can opt it. $30 million next year. And he has gotten drilled his first three times out with the Giants. And again, tonight. Tonight was probably arguably his best outing with the Giants, and the Diamondbacks are beating him 5-1 going to the seventh inning.
Jason, my cable went out. What's going on in the Mets game?
Oh, they canceled the game. They canceled the Mets Dodgers game. Mets won 4-2. They canceled the game. Yes, okay, I'll tell you. Because the Dodger dugout is so happy, and they're congratulating Yamamoto for getting off the hook, because Chris Taylor is just single to left field.
Well, that breaks like an 0-for-31 slump, doesn't it?
Yeah, he stinks.
Now look up real quick what he was hitting before that hit.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You know what Reed Garrett's ERA was before that? 0. He had not given up a run all year. He'd been the best reliever in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but for this Chris Taylor... Baseball. I mean, he should just walk off the field right now. I mean, that's it. Hey, I screwed the Mets.
I mean, Taylor was...
He was batting 0-2-8.
Yeah, now he's hitting... He doubled his batting
now
average
he's batting
to
0-54.
Now 0-54. And Reed Garrett's ERA was 0 coming into this. I mean, seriously, that's where it was. His ERA was 0. Chris Taylor, nope. But I'm going to get behind in the count, and I'm going to bounce a curveball on 2-1, and then Taylor rips one to left for a hit. Now the game is tied.
It's still 0, by the way. It was unearned.
Yeah, your guys' errors helped that. Yeah. So, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, Joey Wendell. And, you know, and it just really quick, just because I got to say this, is that, you know, the one thing about the Mets, it's been a great start. Look, they had a horrible start, but it's been a great start to the season. They're playing well. They should be a little bit over 500. That's where they are. I really love everything they're doing. Their at-bats are great. They're doing everything well. The one thing that gets me is that, boy, all these signings the Mets had in the offseason was because we're going to make ourselves better defensively. We're going to save runs, because the Mets were one of the worst teams and for our defensive save runs last year. And right now they have the fourth worst fielding percentage in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
They signed Bader for center field. He's a gold glove caliber player. Wendell's a good we are getting better. We make sure that fielding, we're going to be terrific. And it's not worked out. And we have the fourth worst.
In the words of the great Bob, they're the bleeping Mets.
That's true.
Bob's like 27 now.
He's in jail.
Well, sure. You know, 991 career fielding average for Wendell.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not anymore. Now that's
just because we like to bring specificity to things.
Yeah. Jason, what if I were to tell you that Bob, remember he lived in Kansas City?
Uh-huh.
What if I were to tell you he was Chiefsaholic?
Oh, no.
Before you even said it, I'm like, I know where he's going.
Oh, no. Bob called our show. He was 9. So he's like in college now. He's like almost finishing
easily
college.
We haven't taken phone calls in 10 years.
No, forever. I mean, Bob is, well, we've only been on to, we've been on 10 years.
10 years. Well, I've been debating bringing it back for my own amusement.
Oh, man. What, you want Bob to call you at home? I'm sure he'll call you at home.
No, that's not fine. Bob, just in general.
He'll call you at home. No, Bob will call you at home. It'll be fine. So that's what's happening. The Mets get out of the sixth inning. 4-4 Mets and Dodgers. And, the Giants and Blake Snell. Still trailing the Diamondbacks 5-1. Yeah. I always say, I look and I go, oof, glad it wasn't me that gave him that contract. Glad it wasn't me that gave him that contract.
Otani's got a hit with runners in scoring position. Mm-hmm. So that's good. But the thing with Snell, right, he did orchestrate it properly from his perspective of, because he does have a player option. So I guess, you know, he wins. But for the team, that's the dumbest thing you could have done, because he's going to opt in. It's like, just kind of pitch to whatever, because that $32 million is already sitting out there.
They were desperate, Mike.
And what do we say about desperation?
It's a stinky cologne.
Damn right.
I guess if I want to look at positives here on Friday night, as upset as I am the Mets blow this lead, I'm buoyed by the fact we didn't sign Blake Snell. So that's good, I guess.
Well, and you're tied. You know, you got 3 more at-bats.
Yeah, yeah. We'll
and see. You have 4 more Knicks games left.
We'll find a way to blow this game. We'll find a way to blow this, trust me. We had a 4-0 lead, and we blew it. We blew it because we can't field the ball. We blew it. We blew it. It's over.
You only have 4 Knicks games left.
Tonight is over. No, stop, man. Just stop, dude. Just stop. Speaking of being over, though, it is over for the Sacramento Kings. Both NBA final play-in games are won by the teams that we didn't think we're going to win.
No.
We had the Heat. Well, I did pick the Heat last night.
Well, you had the Heat because you know why you said it?
Because
the Bulls stink.
That's the only reason. I told you why.
I believe at the end when I asked for more analysis, you just said the Bulls really stink.
Really stink, yes. That's why I picked the
Heat. With
the
dramatic pause as if you did an extra 3 minutes of analysis. Really stink.
That's the only reason. It's the only reason, buddy. I would have picked the Bulls if not for the fact that the Bulls stink.
No, you just don't want me to have nice things either.
No, buddy, I knew this was going to happen to you, man. Heat culture. Heat culture got
you. Oh, boy. Jaime Jaquez and Kevin Love off the bench. As soon as I look at, and I'm watching Kevin Love, he's 10 for 10 from the free throw line before he's made a shot. And he ends up making two of his three-point attempts, finishes the night with 16. And Frostberg last night, he just joked. He said, it'll be the Kevin Love game. And sure enough, Tyler Herro's a lunatic, nearly a triple-double after a terrible night a couple nights ago. Jaquez is out there, leadership. Oh, look at it, veteran. Savvy as a rookie, one of the great monologues ever because the game was getting out of hand. And then there's Kevin Love. It's like the basketball gods hate me.
At least he didn't score 40 because Frostberg said, hey, wait till he scores 40 tomorrow. At least it wasn't 40.
Well, if that
between
happens.
Him and Hawk as it was.
Yeah, but it, like at that point, yeah, it was all UCLA all the time. But
see,
get that eight clap
UCLA
going.
UCLA blank Harmon. Dun, 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 dun.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Look, and if he had scored 40, that's one of those where you do that shrug. Remember that guy that used to throw quarters with Jordan, the thing we saw in The Last Dance that premiered 4 years ago? Remember that guy became a meme flipping quarters with him in the hallway and he did the shrug thing?
Yeah.
If Kevin Love scores 40 on you in a playoff game,
you just take
all you can do is shrug and take the L. Exactly.
The Haley Van Lith shrug. What do you want me to do, guard?
I got nothing.
What do you want me to do? Yes, the Bulls, I picked the Heat last night, even without Jimmy Butler, missing a couple other players, mainly because the Bulls stink. Because there is a difference in overall competitiveness in the play-in round, right? We think that all the teams in the play-in round are the same. And when they lose, they stink. And when they win, hey, these are great playoff teams. Not always, right? When you're a 7 or 8 seed and you win a game, you're a team that finished 10, 11 games over 500, and you play another team 10, 11 games over 500, you win. Hey, those are a couple of good teams. You won. I feel pretty good about you. But when you're a team that won 39 games and you beat a team that won 36 games by 20, you're not good. You're just a little bit better than the other team.
You can only beat who's on the schedule, pal.
Yeah, but that team really stinks. You just stink. But
and you only needed to come up with a big effort for one night only, like just in Mamma Mia.
Stop. There was just because there were two games that night and the Bulls were one of them. We think, oh, the Bulls are great. No, the Bulls stink. And they showed it tonight. The Bulls really stink. They stink. I mean, Heat culture, but they stink. And they stunk tonight. And that's what happened. They're not good. That's why I didn't pick them to win.
Yeah. It first quarter was just unbelievable. What was it? A 19-0 run? The memes were relentless, really funny, but relentless. And obviously with Reinsdorf in the news of what they're talking about doing with the cable subscriptions and everything else of those properties, it's only appropriate that they get drubbed on the same night that the White Sox get shut out for the seventh time. It's April 19th. They have been shut out 7 times. And that was the highlight of my sports day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's not a highlight. That's not a good.
You know what? Sometimes you got to take what you can.
That's just a light the beam.
At least that game went fast.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
If the White Sox don't score and only have 2 hits, ain't a long game.
So, look, what you take away from the last few minutes is that the Bulls stink. All right? Just make sure you have that takeaway that the Bulls stink. The Heat go on, and, hey, great win by the Heat. They gut it up. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed for the Sacramento Kings that they lost this
game. Terrible.
This is different. This is, yes, two teams that finished 10, 12 games over 500. But the Pelicans were a team that had quit outside of Zion Williamson against the Lakers. And Zion said, no, I'm going to bring you all the way back. He gets hurt at the end. The Lakers win. This game was made for the Pelicans to quit. The Kings are the better team. You're talking about the Pelicans without Zion. That's it. And the Kings came in here, and this wasn't a game from the midway point part of the second quarter to the end. The right. Pelicans went on a run. They turned an 8-point deficit into a 7-point lead. Remember, they went up 39-31 when they were down like 31-24. It was an incredible run. And the Kings never even threatened after that. I'm embarrassed for the Kings. Like, this is a team that, are they going to be like the Kings from 15 years ago where Ooh. It's, hey, look, they have all this talent, but they just can't find a way to win? Because this is a more talented team, what they put on the floor tonight versus what the Pelicans put on the floor. They had all the momentum. They had won a game, and they couldn't even turn this into a matchup at all. I mean, this is just insane.
Bench scoring 34-12. Tail of the tape. Getting it done. Six players in double figures. Brandon Ingram looked like a much different player than we saw earlier this week. The cutaways to Zion. I got to be thinking in his head, like, where the hell was this effort from you guys the other night? Where was the help? Damn it.
I mean, I'm just embarrassed for the Kings. It really is. And this is going to force me to not do my big pick that I want to do, which is the four low seeds in the Western Conference. Because I can't pick the Pelicans. I'm not going to pick the Pelicans without Zion to beat the Thunder. I mean, come on, man. That's not going to happen. I can't do that. They ruined it. It would have been such a great parlay because I had confidence in the Kings. Oh, the Kings let me down, obviously. That's what just happened here.
There you go. The Kings. Last stat from the Kings. 58, 21, and 12. That's the combined stat line for De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, and they still got drummed.
So, embarrassed for the Kings, but remember, the Bulls stink.
I hate you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, Frostberg, I'm sorry to have to ask you this, buddy. I'm sorry.
Your AOL out again.
My cable went out again.
Spotty Friday night.
My cable went out again. What did Francisco Lindor just do with a runner at first? I missed it because he looked
like he ran into the clubhouse saying somebody was a rat.
I saw him coming up to bat, and then I saw him shaking hands in the dugout.
Now he's doing the Jack Nicholson face from The Departed.
I don't know. What did Francisco Lindor do in that last?
I have no idea. You think I'm still watching?
All right. Francisco Lindor 2-run homer is
allegedly
a 6-4 lead over the Dodgers as they continue to.
Jason's modem still loading.
The 7. All right. So coming up, we have more from the big night in the NBA. We have more in the Bulls really being really bad. But an NFL story that I really can't believe we're still talking about. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. when I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, before we get to an NFL story that I really can't believe we're talking about, you got to help me out with something here, Harmon, because you're the expert here.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night, Taylor Swift dropped, what, 31 songs?
31 songs.
31 songs, okay.
Yeah.
And apparently...
2 hours of music, yeah.
That's a lot of music. It's
she dated 31 music. Guys last year?
No. Come on. It was only Travis Kelce.
While she was dating Travis, yeah.
Stop.
I thought that's what her
story.
Music is breakup songs.
Well... maybe she wrote a get-together song with Kelce, and she's got the breakup song in her holster.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm waiting for that. I could just pull that one. That could be song 32. So she had a track that apparently people think referenced. Now, you know her songs better than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
But they put a track out that apparently people are saying referenced Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Like she had a lyric about how, get rid of you clowns. I'm coming to the game. Get rid of you clowns. Whatever it was. Like, and people are saying, oh, this is Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. It's about the bad wide receivers the Chiefs had last year.
Yeah, that one I haven't parsed through that to that just yet. So that's interesting. Yeah,
I don't know. That
I have not seen that yet.
Like, they won the Super Bowl. So it's like, is she... like, I could see if you lost the Super Bowl, you're mad at Kadarius Toney because the guy stinks and he lined up offside. But, like, is she really got that much dislike for Kadarius Toney she'd put him in a song? I don't think so.
Yeah, I know we have the one with Kim Kardashian, and that one's there. The Thank You, Amy thing, which is kind of interesting because you had the... what was it? Britney Spears all those years ago had that song about Amy.
Sure. Sure. You can't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah. No.
I saw the music video. It's great.
Can't say the name of the song. Just
no, that's right.
It.
But the possible, I haven't parsed through it all. I haven't decoded all the messages yet because by the time it dropped here, it was midnight. I'm tired, man. I'm old.
Okay. All right. But you had all day, though. I mean, all you do is peruse the internet and send stories about McDonald's to me. That's every day it's what you do. Or if something happens and some rat population has risen up in the world. Like, you didn't have time to listen to the songs?
Well, I was listening to them, but not actively the same way. I mean, there's a lot to do during the course of a day.
Yeah, but you're a Swiftie. Like,
yeah,
you can't,
no, I am.
You can't. You're not a Swiftie if you didn't listen to her. So you're fake Swiftie.
No. Look, there's listening and then there's listening, right? You do a first take.
right? You do the first take, and you listen to the album all the way through, and then you have your opinions, and I had my discussions with a couple of the songs with my daughters. But have I gone through with a fine-tooth comb and parsed through all the lyrics? No, I have not. Not as of yet. That is a weekend chore.
But this could have been news. Like, you could be, hey, because you're a Swiftie and you make bracelets and you go to the concerts and this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you coordinate your outfits every day to the same color pattern she has.
Yeah.
You do all these things. Like, you could have broken this story. Hey, no, this is not about Kadarius Toney. This is about earlier in the season and Noah Gray when he was playing. I mean, you could have done that, but you didn't.
Yeah. I'm not a newsbreaker.
You're not a Swiftie now, apparently. Because at least you
can't. No. Look, there's a bunch of people on the payroll and folks that are getting all these nice welcome baskets and whatever. I've not gotten any of those from the Swift department as we sit here tonight. But in terms of parsing out the lyrics, no, I did not see any allusions, and nor do I see any in a quick search of the interwebs to kind of describe this. There was some rumors off Reddit accounts of who people are dating that are Chiefs players and perhaps people of the larger Swift entourage, but no, I've not seen anything about Kadarius Toney in lyrics.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You disappointed me. You really should have had that. This is your wheelhouse, man. The bull sucking, Northwestern, and Taylor Swift. Like, that's the three things that I know I can rely on you for every day. And now you come up so small with Taylor Swift here. This is wow. I thought I knew you. Or I thought I did.
You know what? Even her Atlas took a day off once in a while.
But not when new songs come. If you're a Swiftie, you listen to the songs. Like, you don't go a day.
Tell me, like I said, what'd you think of the songs?
I didn't listen to them today.
No, you're out of the Swiftie. I didn't say that. I said I listened to them. But there's listening and then there's listening, right? There's hearing Jimmy and then there's hearing Jimmy.
No, you're out, man. If I put any Swiftie on the air right now and said, hey, like the story you just told me about your day, would I say, does Harmon get to stay a Swiftie? They would say, no, you're out. What's his address? What's his digital footprint? We want to make sure he no longer represents himself as a Swiftie.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you're out, Greg. You're out of the circle of trust. You're out.
If that's what it comes down to, because I did not spend my day going through line by line 31 songs, 2 hours worth of music.
But that's what you're supposed to do for a conversation
I didn't think we were having today.
It's what you were supposed to do as a Swiftie, man. What do you mean? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Chiefs, it's in the wheelhouse, man. We're in the wheelhouse.
Yes, there are a couple of songs that clearly are in the upswing. Look, it is not a happy album. Newsflash.
Mike, we are on iHeart Taylor right now. You got to know this.
Come on, man. This was part of the email that went out today from our bosses about Taylor Swift. Are really all 31 songs sad? Boy, that would stink.
Virtually all of them are kind of sad poems.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's a definitely a different listen.
Mm.
Not as puppy.
All right. Well, that's certainly an artistic choice. Okay, that's fine. All right, that's fine. No. I just got to know. It's a lot of catharsis. I can't rely on you for that. No, I just know I can't. It's okay.
If that's the way it has to be.
I can't remember.
Rely on you for nothing except for Mets updates.
You're a fake Swiftie. You are FS, fake Swiftie. You. I bet your jewelry is fake. I bet you never listen to any one of her songs ever. Give me one word from one of her songs all time. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
You can't even one word from one of her songs. You could have just said shake. You could have said it. You could have said off. You didn't say any of those words.
I said the. I said,
no, the is not. I'm looking right
blank
now.
Blank space.
AI is showing me the is not in any
blank Taylor Swift space, song. Baby. No, I'll write your name.
You just looked it up. You just looked it up. No, I can't.
Mike, when you're done with your TPS reports, the Bobs want to see you.
Hey, if this is how it ends for me, that's one hell of a run. It's like I always say, I don't want to die from your standard ordinary heart attack. I want it to have some kind of power to it so it gets a couple extra lines in the newspaper like that or a couple more lines of being debated of, wow, what a way he went out in sports talk radio land. You guys will just move on and start talking about Knicks and the Dodgers and the Mets. But somebody would care.
Now, speaking of how it ends.
And blank you all.
I can't believe, fake Swiftie, I can't believe we're still talking about this story. Big NFL headline today. Zach Wilson is away from the Jets workouts while he's on the trade block. Okay, just think about that for a second.
It's a big deal.
Zach Wilson is away from the Jets while he's on the trade block. Zach Wilson, who was so bad last offseason, they couldn't say we're bringing him back as the backup. He was benched a couple of times. He wasn't good enough 2 years ago, but he was good enough to be the backup when they got Aaron Rodgers, which is stupid because, hey, man, what happens if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt? Guess who's got to play? The guy you said was no good. The owner comes out and says, yeah, we didn't have a quarterback last year. Didn't have a backup. We got another guy. Killing all of Zach Wilson's trade value. Zach Wilson's not on the trade block, man. Nobody wants the guy. First of all, you got to pay him $6 million this year if you trade for him. No one's going to trade for a guy who, at best, will be a third-string quarterback. Because that's what, no one signed to be the backup. He's the number three quarterback.
He's your starting quarterback.
Stop.
He will.
No way. I can't believe. Just cut him. Just let him go. Why are you doing this, right? You're not bringing him back. It's not happening. What do the Jets think is actually going to happen here? Someone's going to say, yes, after the draft, we need a number three quarterback. Again, all the jobs are taken. All the starting jobs are taken. All the backup jobs are taken. No one wants Zach Wilson unless he is an emergency third string quarterback where a team could say, okay, if he agrees to stay with us and we wind up getting a couple of injuries, at least we have a guy that can go in a game who has starting experience. Okay, at least we have that, because there's worse third string quarterbacks you could have than Zach Wilson. That's it, though. That's what they want. No one's going to give pay him $6 million a year for that guy. No one's going to give you a draft pick for him. What are you, insane? No one cares if you cut him. No one cares. You have Aaron Rodgers. He's back. He's healthy. Just stop doing all these stupid-ass interviews, Aaron. And you have a backup quarterback that you like that has succeeded in as a backup, as a starter, in Tyrod Taylor. No one cares. Why is this even a headline? Why are you even talking about Zach Wilson as a Jet? Just let him go. Maybe nobody signs him. I mean, maybe nobody signs him. Hey, you know what? Good luck in the UFL. Good luck playing in Canada, kid. There's a bigger field. Throw all across the way. Maybe he can come back in 10 years like Doug Flutie. But, I mean, really, I don't understand how the Jets hold on him, how they think he's on the trading block. Anybody could have had him for nothing in the last couple of months, and yet he's still there. He's not on the block. He's somebody nobody wants. So just end this charade and let the guy go. It's time.
Well, maybe they never actually put him on the block. Maybe he's still just a, quote, a bloke warming the bench.
Is he playing in England now? He's a bloke?
Well, but I mean, that's the lyrics that you're kind of going to from
Hello,
the
bloke.
Alchemy.
What a nice bloke
from the new Taylor Swift.
You can't go back and try to get points on Taylor Swift now.
I've already conceded that battle. I'm out.
You're out.
I'll go find someone else to create an allegiance with.
You were defeated. You lost the war. Waterloo. Harmon's defeated.
Well,
the war.
July 1st, I'll go see the Avatars and they'll embrace me. Look, at this point, he's still a Jet. So what are you going to do? You still have to put the best foot forward. I can't believe we still got him here, but hey, it's what it is. Like, you can't go in front of a microphone and do that, Smith. He's still your guy, and you're still trying to either convince yourselves that he has value for you, or maybe some team that doesn't get what they want in the draft, or an injury befalls a quarterback in training or mini camps to come, that there's some value still there. Because remember, I mean, he's still a kid, right? On the grand scale, he's younger than a bunch of these guys that are getting drafted this week. And you can say, well, if you get him out of here, he could be better. I mean, again, you can't say that in front of the microphone, but maybe that's what some folks can say, is that if he comes to our system, we can make him better, right? It's like the Mac Jones conversations that we've had for the last couple of years. Now, I don't ever claim that the guy was going to be an A-list top 10 starter, but I don't think he got a fair shot when you got, you know, defensive coordinators and a let's pass the hat for play calling going on in New England the last couple of years for him. If he'd landed in one of the more stable organizations these last couple of years, and that's funny to say with New England, right? Just how it destabilized it got fast, is that he probably could have had a better run. Add the COVID year, add all that stuff that changed up the evaluations, that Zach Wilson, they may still be trying to convince themselves what they saw on tape once upon a time is still there in a break glass in case of emergency format. I know you don't want to hear it because you want to, you know, turn the page, Seager style.
Right, but here's the thing.
Here you are. You're stuck.
You trade for him, you got to give him nearly $6 million for this year, and no one's going to give $6 million to a quarterback who's going to be a third-string guy. So it's like, yeah, maybe he draws a little bit of interest if he's let go, right? Like, I firmly believe that, hey, will a team bring him in? You saw the way teams went through quarterbacks last year. I told you the Browns need to have
2 years in a row. It's been crazy.
Yeah, the Browns need to have 6 or 7 guys, right, if they're going to try to make it through this season. But no one's going to pay $6 million for a third-string quarterback.
The Jets will.
And that's what it is. No. Well,
and the Jets are about to.
Yeah, they're paying to have him not be their third-string quarterback pretty soon.
Jason, so, I disagree. This is a very big deal. How many starting quarterbacks in the NFL miss voluntary workouts? None.
This is a big deal. Wait till he starts with the Chargers. Wait till you guys sign him and say, hey, you know, I really always like this guy.
You know what? Yeah, if he's really good, if they build the offensive line the way they're going to, then he can hand the ball off just as effectively.
Yeah, just think of Zach Wilson, those powder blues, handing the ball off, putting his hands to his headphone to the ear holes, like, I don't know what you're trying to tell me, because I was always looking at his face like he was scared out of his mind when
I'm
the play was being relayed.
Nacho helmets on your head Sunday.
I'll just think about that. Powder blue Zach Wilson, number two, coming out, just giving the ball to former overrated and past their prime Ravens running backs. Oh, that's going to be so much
look
fun.
Look at you. Now you're trying to stomp on Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. How dare you?
I'm going to point you out Sunday. I'm going to yell, this guy hates Shohei. Get him.
He's walking around like it's Say Anything with a boombox.
No.
He's playing back our takes from all the skepticism. Shohei and Ipe.
Here's where I'm going to get Frostberg back. I'm going to go, that's Ipe. Right there. That's Ipe. Get him. That's how I get you, Frostberg.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court, and what's next. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And yes, I also have that. Actually, I was the first one to say that the Bulls actually stink, because they do. They stink so much.
I'm having a banner night here on a Friday here at Fox Sports Radio.
Coming up next, after big news today, it is time to wave goodbye to one longtime sports evil empire. It's next right here. Jason, Mike, Fox. The Bulls are not an empire.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Well, maybe it's actually good for Blake Snell tonight. He's not the worst Giants pitcher tonight. And he did have his ERA go down a full run with his outing tonight. He entered tonight at 12.60 ERA, and now it's down to 11.57. So his ERA is down a little bit.
Well, the long road begins with the first step.
You know, he left the game. It was only 6-1. I mean, now it's 15-1 Diamondbacks over the Giants. But, yeah, you know, hey, you know, look at the pauses if you're Blake Snell. I mean, yes, you look at the pauses when you get your check twice a month.
No, that's the bigger thing.
Yeah, that's the bigger pause. Right?
When the check deposits and you're back home playing video games, you're all good.
So, yeah, Diamondbacks all over the Giants, 15-1 in the eighth. Meanwhile, Starling Marte, a single to center, has driven in two Mets runs. They lead the Dodgers now 8-4 as the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the eighth. But as we'll have more baseball, more NFL coming up, this story out of basketball today, and it's kind of a sad story because it really is just hammering the point home that this evil empire is done. And it's bad because we love evil empires in sports. They're so much, they're just as much fun, if not more fun, than the empires that we love. Like, hey, we love the Bulls dynasty. Oh, we hate the Yankees, but the evil empire was more fun. Duke forward Sean Stewart, right? He was a former top 20 recruit in his class last year. Announced today he's going to enter the transfer portal. He is now the seventh Duke player to transfer since the end of the season. Remember yesterday? Wait, that's not yesterday. No, no, yesterday was T.J. Power who decided to enter the portal. Duke has two players right now.
Right.
They do have a great recruiting class coming in, and it's not that Duke is bad. It's not like they're bad. Like they've since Mike Krzyzewski retired, they've been terrible. No, they've won a lot of games. They've done pretty well. And look, they could have almost a Final Four team this year. They played pretty well, and you know,
curiosity, maybe, sure,
yeah. Look, and they have the number one recruiting class in the country coming in next year. But you know, how do we react to Duke now? We kind of shrug. And this just sends it home. Seven players now leaving Duke. Duke has become just another basketball team in college basketball. Just another good team like Carolina or Kansas or UCLA or Ohio State or whoever it is. They're just another good team. They're no longer the evil empire because we just don't care about them as much as we did. And maybe it has to do with the fact that Mike Krzyzewski retired. It was easier to hate them. But, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's yes, Coach K is gone. The players don't stay long enough to hate anymore because, boy, how much were they fun to hate when Grayson Allen was there tripping guys and everything else? Yeah, they were fun. Now guys are leaving. Kyle Filipowski, who was, hey, he was fun this year. Oh, wait a minute. He's going to the NBA. So there's a combination of things that get you to this level, but and get you to this answer. But this story right here, you know, guys didn't leave Duke like this. They never left Duke like this. You're looking to go someplace where you can play and be on the national map and make the NBA. Seven guys leaving. Seven guys. I mean, they're like a latter-day Kentucky. We're just going to have new guys coming in every year cycling through. And look at what happened to Kentucky's job, and Calipari's not there, and now they're trying to make it work with Mark Pope. Duke is just another team now. And even if they made the Final Four, there wouldn't be fans running around going, oh, Duke is back, and look how great this is. What a look back at the past. It would be, oh, yeah, Duke is in. Yeah, no, they're pretty good. They have so-and-so-and-so-and-so. And this is a big deal for John Shire. I mean, Duke is met with so much more of a shrug over the last couple of years. They are no longer the evil empire, and they no longer move the needle like they used to. It's a shame, but it's the truth, and this story just puts that home.
Well, you've only got one Final Four in, what, 20 years? Plus a championship, right? So that's it. Otherwise, a lot of early exits. Some Elite Eights, some Sweet 16s. bunch of those. But yeah, the Krzyzewski departure is huge. I mean, just remember Duke when, you know, the first guys started declaring early, how that was the antithesis of everything that they were. And part of the hate was, yeah, you watched, you know, Wojo. How many years did that, of eligibility did that guy have, right? It's the jokes we make now, the COVID years, transfer years, all of that stuff, that, hey, that guy seems like he's been there a decade. And so it was familiarity. That's the guy you watched and didn't like the year before. Now it's just the order of doing business. Guys thinking, I'm going to get more minutes, which gives me more opportunity to A, be seen, but B, maybe get into the NIL bag a little bigger. I don't know how well Duke's world is structured. Obviously, from the larger corporate deals, you know, you've still got the brand name, but, you know, for some of the secondary and tertiary things, I mean, it's something your school and my school were slow to get involved with. And for Northwestern and Syracuse, those should have been two very huge things of competitive advantages. Maybe Duke's in the same boat that way, so it's not helping Shire out in that regard.
Yeah, look, that's a great point too. It's because it's not just one thing. It's oh, I can put. It's just a bunch of things that has taken this down, and that could be one of them too. Maybe the next head coach, more NIL, more all of this. But the point, Duke has become just another team, and boy, it's happened fast. Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon coming up next. Hey, we have a big story Friday night involving Dak and the Cowboys. Check out what he had to say tonight next.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.